This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
Tony Rogers and Josh Lipscomb from Melbourne Argonauts. Now, I love the name Argonauts. I always think of, you know, the comic characters. As a child, the Argonauts. Remember them?
No, I don't.
Were you denied them?
I think you're a bit older than I am. I mean, you are older than I am.
Were you denied them as a young Greek? Stop fiddling with your microphone.
I'm trying to sort out the height.
Oh, for God's sake.
There we go.
Anyway, Josh and Tony are from the Melbourne Argonauts.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Now, first off, I want you to tell us what the Argonauts are. We know, but our listeners don't know.
Well, Melbourne Queer Rowing Club.
Yep.
So we are a rowing club. I nearly got taken by Mike.
Most people don't know how to give good mic. So keep as close as you can to the mic. Don't kiss us. As close as you possibly can.
About a fist away.
That's good.
And your
just
voice.
Just fist the mic.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well,
Josh knows how to give good mic.
I've given Mac before.
Great. Okay, now tell us about rowing.
Go on, Josh.
You can go.
Okay, rowing is an immensely fun sport. It's not all about fitness. It's a lot about technique and skill. So it can be very frustrating. It takes a long time to master. In fact, people refer to it like golf. You never really truly master it. And also it takes a lot of self-control as well, especially if you're competing or you're just trying to control the stroke. So I find it immensely challenging and rewarding.
control
the stroke. Thanks. But it does also help keep you fit and lean as well.
Now, I often, when I'm around the city, sometimes for a meeting, and I drive along Alexandra Avenue there and I see the people rowing, what's the person who's standing up or sitting screaming? I just hear, you know, loud screaming at the rowers. What are they screaming?
Generally, it's the coach giving instructions on how to improve.
Yeah. It just sounds so impolite, though.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, they get very, very aggressive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't get all that. Why can't they just be courteous and polite?
Because that's not the kind of people they are.
No.
Takes a certain kind of person to be a coach. Yeah.
Now, is it a single gender or mixed gender sport?
Rowing can be for anybody.
Yeah.
Particularly the Argonauts, it's a very inclusive, very diverse mix of people. People from, you know, 18, 20, through to 70, 75.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Men, women, trans, anyone, anything between.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not just like a boys' rowing group?
No, absolutely not.
Excellent.
You could go in it, Tess.
Oh, I don't know that I could cope with a cold, though. Imagine if you fell in the water. It'd be horrible.
You'd have to be pretty bad to fall in the water.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, everybody does when they're learning, but yes, at some point, maybe.
Yeah. And plus, I've been doing that machine at the gym, and I've got a really sore back now. So imagine if I had to row all the time.
Well, that's actually, you're probably not doing it right, to be honest. So the good thing about rowing is it's a low-impact sport and it works a lot of your body. So you can see people rowing into the 70s, into the 80s. I was at Copenhagen for World Masters and there was a guy there who was born in 1926 competing. Technique is more important. I've rowed in a boat with 70-year-old women who have rowed faster than 19-year-old boys.
Wow.
So it's about skill.
So why have you got involved? Josh, why did you get involved in rowing?
I started when I was in high school and then took a few years off, moved to Melbourne and was just sort of looking for something to do fitness-wise. I'm not good at gym stuff. I just found the Argonauts and sort of haven't left, basically.
Mm. And you, Tony?
Well, for me, I'd moved to... Obviously, you can tell I'm not Australian originally.
No, I thought you had an accent.
So it's from the UK and, you know, a couple of years into being in Melbourne, loving it, but still had a very small social group. Takes time to kind of break in. And joining the Argonauts was like taking my social life on speed. It really just opened up a whole new network of friends. And yes, it's been fantastic. A large body of my friends come from the Argonauts, and when you look at the Argonauts, a lot of them are from interstate, country, Victoria, or international. Mm. So it's a great way to meet people socially.
I've heard it's very social. A certain friend of mine, who I won't name because I'm sure he's listening this morning, but he does come from the country that's just adopted marriage equality. Okay, I won't say any more. He said that he had a great time. In fact, he had to leave in the end because it upset too many of the other team rowers.
How did he upset them?
What did he do?
Oh, I think he just slept with too many of them.
Oh. So he was controlling his stroke.
Okay, so why have we got you in the studio? What's the story? What have you got to promote?
Well, look, there's a couple of things. We believe in the Argonauts. We think it's a beautiful place to be, and we want to share that. First of all, we're trying to make rowing accessible to anybody and everybody. Often it can be an elitist sport, and we want to break down that barrier. So we work very hard to make sure that it's affordable and it's accessible. So we would love to tell people about how to join the Argonauts through our Learn to Row programs in August. But also, we have a trivia night coming up as well. And in order to keep the fees low so people, it is accessible for everybody, we have to do some fundraising, and our trivia night is one of the biggest trivia nights in Melbourne. We hire out St Kilda Town Hall, and that's coming up in August. So the 26th of August is our trivia night.
Well, that sounds like a bit of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
So what do you have to wear, Speedos and the Rashi or something?
You wear whatever you want to wear.
Each table chooses a theme.
Right.
And, we've seen some pretty out there themes in the past. Okay. And I don't think this year is going to be any different.
Okay. So two questions then. Mm-hmm. First of all, how do people know to contact you to join the Argonauts?
Yeah.
And then secondly, how can people find out about how to book a table?
Well, both of those items are on our website. So that's melbourneargonauts.org.au.
Melbourneargonauts.org.au.
Yep. And under the events page, you can see the Learn to Row program. We've got one in August, and that's on the 12th and 13th of August, and one in October on the 14th and the 15th. And you'll also be able to book onto the trivia.
So you've actually got to do a course before you can join
us. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a couple of days. We take you out on the water, take you into this thing called a tank, which is like a boat that doesn't move in the water, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
We do a barbecue on the Sunday afternoon. We have like a little mini competition.
That's cool. Right.
Cass will come to the barbecue.
Yeah. Oh, it all just sounds like hard work to me.
I've got a question for you. You can put in the trivia.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you guys the answer off air. How many prime ministers did Australia have in World War II?
Oh.
Very few people get this right. And virtually no one can name them. Anyway.
That's because most of us weren't born when you were born, Macca.
Twist.
We weren't around during the war.
Well, it's a good question.
Okay.
Okay, the answer is?
And what was Sir John Kerr's second name?
Well, tell us the answer to the first question.
Five.
Wow. Five.
Yeah, Robert Menzies, Arthur Fadden, Frank Ford, John Curtin, Ben Chifley.
Okay, put that one in your Argonauts box.
Yeah, sounds like current modern politics.
It does, yeah. And that was only over 6 years.
Wow.
So how much is it for a table for people to enter?
$25 per person if you book in advance, or $30 on the night. You can book a whole table and theme it how you like, or you can just rock up and, you know, mix bag.
Cool.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
St Kilda Town Hall's a great venue.
Oh, it's a beautiful venue.
Well served by public transport.
And we've just had a question from our panellist. What have been some of the past themes?
Who's also an import.
Last year we went as Spice Girls. there was Hawaiian themes. What were you?
Do you have any mermaids?
That's a good one.
But you're welcome.
Under the Sea theme. Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
Absolutely. There's been some good ones. Yeah,
I think there's usually around 36 or 37 tables, and each table's a different theme.
Mm. So it's over 300 people at the event, so it's a pretty big event.
Mm. Mm. And is there a prize?
There are prizes. There is also there's a number of different activities throughout the night. We have we've got prizes. We've had some great donations. So we've got prize money up to $8,000 worth of what's the word I'm looking for? Anyway,
inducement.
Thank you very much. And then there's other activities that happen. Plus, we have a very affordable bar as well, which sees the night go off quite well.
Do you get the treasurer there, Tess, if there's money involved?
I think we will be back from overseas.
Yes.
We'll be back that week, actually. In fact, I think we're back that day, maybe.
Perfect
timing.
You'll
be able to come along.
Yes.
The Argonauts is not just about the trivia and the Learnt Rosso. We do also, throughout the year, have a number of weekends where we go away. So we go to regional towns like Rother Glen, Dimboola, and there, like, we take the weekend. We generally hire a whole hotel or motel and take over a small town.
And do you row as well?
We do sometimes row when we're up there. In fact, actually, the Melbourne Argonauts came...
In Dimboola? Is there a lake or a river or something?
Dimmy's great.
Great.
One of the other things I really enjoyed about the Argonauts, you got to see so many different parts of regional Victoria that you wouldn't normally go to. And also, you know, when a fleet of German vehicles arrives in a small country town and we all kind of mince out and, you know, people are very welcoming, actually. It's really
you
good.
All mince out, do you? Really? So the rumours are true.
They know when we arrive.
Yeah, they know when we arrive. But it's really great to be welcomed by some of the smaller communities and go out to all the different places across Victoria. And we're also quite welcome within the rowing community now. In fact, we came third last season out of all the clubs in Victoria in terms of the most medals won. It's not all about competition. You don't have to compete at all. We've got social rowing on Saturday mornings and Monday nights. But it is quite fun when we go away and do a regatta across a weekend.
A regatta. Okay, so if you want to know more about this, melbourneargonauts.org.au. You can find out details about how to join, how to participate, how to have fun.
August 26th in Kilda Town Hall.
And August the 26th, Town Hall. Or you can actually find out about future regattas.
Yeah.
Josh and Tony, thank you very much for coming into the studio this morning.
Thank you.
Great to have you on board. Good luck with your fundraising efforts and your recruitment drive for new members, and continue to have fun.
And I want to say thank you to the City of Port Phillip, who are providing the venue free as a community grant.
Are they just?
There you go. And that was Jill here from the Argonauts has let us know that. So thank you, City of Port Phillip.
Good on you, Jill.
People's Republic of Port
Phillip. City of Port Phillip really is emerging as the queer LGA, isn't it?
It is.
It's got the Pride Centre.
Yep.
It's pumped $13 million into the Pride Centre. Yep.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.